We at Mount Zion's Mission Barbados Four Square Church, with Senior Apostles Dr. Lucille and Chris Beard, invite you to tune in this and every Friday from 11:30 a.m. for In God's Glory, to hear the powerful Word of God that will transform and change your life. Remember, the church that's alive is worth the drive. Let's hear the Word of God.
Very blessed good morning to listeners in Barbados, the Eastern Caribbean, and wherever you are listening to this program. Such a pleasure again to come to you this Friday morning to talk to you, to pray for you, to share with you the Word of God, to bless you and declare that God is God of our Barbados and God is the God of our lives, and declare that this year is a new era, this year is a new day, this year is our Jubilee year. Praise God. I'm always excited to come to you on Friday mornings. I want you to know that. And I thank those of you who are encouraging us, calling and telling us that you are blessed by the program, or meeting me somewhere in town or wherever, and just think it's a good program and you enjoy it. Pray for us continually that we will remain the voice of God and not have our own agenda, but always have the agenda of God and always seek to see people's lives blessed and enlightened through this program in Jesus' name. So we give God praise in advance of this program today. We thank Him for another day to be able to share with you in Jesus' name. We're going to ask Elder Octave, Andrew Octave, to pray for us and ask God's blessings on this program today.
Blessed good morning to all who are hearing this program and have taken the time out to give a chance for God to plant a seed in your spirit. Today, Lord, we pray that you will continue to guide your people. We seek, Father, your light in this dark area of our lives, Father, in this nation of Barbados. We thank you, Father, for the ability to have this program, and we pray, Lord, that some soul will be touched. Someone will take a chance to listen to what God is saying, and someone will accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. And to God be the glory, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you very much, Elder Andrew. We give God praise again and again. We're going back to our, not that we have stopped, we're just going to, you know, spend some time sharing on Jesus, his resurrection, and the encounter with Mary in the tomb. We're going back to primarily sharing on our team this year. And that team, it's a new year. It's a new day. It's a year of Jubilee, and it's a year of fulfillment as well. And we want to really tell you that we're seeing some remarkable things happen in our ministry. We're seeing God fulfilling his word for us. And we still haven't Problems will always be there.
Always.
Because God is a problem fixer.
Amen.
Praise God. Are we still seeing people that are sick? Yes. Because God is a healer of sicknesses. And so, yes, as we go through this year, we're now in the month of May, my birth month. Praise God. We're still dealing with issues. But in the meantime, we are undergirded and strengthened by the word that God has given to us this year. So you see, it's important that when you're going through some problems, you remember the word. Because sometimes it will look dark and dismal and look as though nothing's going to happen. But you have to remember the word. And what we're going to share on today is, not only do you remember the word that God has spoken to you through some prophetic minister or, you know, some song or whatever, but you must remember that your words have life and that you've got to begin to speak the things that you want to see come to pass in your life. You know what I'm saying? You see the darkness, see this light. In the beginning, God made the heavens and the earth. Reverend Gail is going to read for us today's two scriptures, Isaiah 60, and she's going to read 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 22 to 23, where you see God is still speaking light in the midst of darkness, and where even though there was death, the woman was speaking life, all is well. And God, in the beginning, had to deal with gross darkness. And he didn't get fazed and confused and bewildered and distressed and Hiram drooping and looking tired and distressed. He spoke to the darkness and he said, let there be light. And it was light. Right. And I love how God went around after he finished his job every day And he looked up for the morning and the evening, and he said, it's good. Everything was good. And one of the things that I've been noticing recently, and I spoke to two persons from my church, when I heard them sing it, when people say, oh, it's my bad. We mustn't use those words, especially if we are Christians. Because, first of all, we're born again. We're born again. Right? Our sins are forgiven. We're washed in the blood. The Holy Ghost dwells within us. And we can say boldly, it's no longer I that live, but Christ that lives within us. So if we're washed again, washed over in the blood, sins forgiven, Christ living in us, how can we have a bad inside of us? There's no bad in us. So I would want Christians to really be very mindful of the words that the devil will put in your mouth suddenly to make you declare bad things in your life and your family. So I don't want to hear Christians saying, my bad. It's not your bad. Badness belong to the devil. It's good. Everything about you is good. Even if you don't see it, you speak it. Even if you don't hear it, you speak it. You speak good. I've taught my kids from very young, never say negative words. No matter what situation you see, always see the positive and speak positive things into your own life. And God has blessed them, and they're two very successful professional persons. Because I've taught them from early, speak what you want to see happen. Not what you don't base it on what you're seeing. You're seeing darkness, speak light. You're seeing all kind of negative things, speak positive things. Praise God. And so today, Reverend Gail will read for us, and then I will share, and we will all share some thoughts on the word.
Isaiah 60, and from verse 1 to 3, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. And 2 Kings chapter 4, and I'm going to read from verse 22. Then she called to her husband and said, send me one of the servants and one of the donkeys, that I may quickly go to the man of God and come back again. And he said, why will you go to him today? It is neither new moon nor Sabbath. She said, all is well. Then she saddled a donkey, and she said to her servant, urge the animal on. Do not slacken the pace for me unless I tell you. So she set out and came to the man of God at Mount Carmel. When the man of God saw her coming, he said to Gehazi, his servant, look, there is the Shunammite. Run at once to meet her and say to her, is all well with you? Is all well with your husband? Is all well with the child? And she answered, all is well.
Marvelous. Whenever I hear that story, whenever I read that word, I'm so greatly encouraged. And I hope that you are greatly encouraged today. Even if you're going through some tough times, some difficult times, you have to remember, you speak what you want to see happen into your life. In Isaiah 61:3, gross darkness prevail. It doesn't matter. God said, my light shall arise upon you. Amen. Praise God. If God has promised that, his light will come and shine in our lives and shine in our situations and shine in our families and shine in our ministries. We got to believe that.
Yes.
We got to speak that. We got to see all kinds of things happening, overwhelming you, but you got to speak when you get up in the morning. There's light in my life. There's light in my family. There's light in my body. Even if you get a diagnosis that you have cancer, you speak light into your body. Speak healing. Speak what you want to see happen to your life, because you are connected to God. And because we are connected to God and He lives within us, we can do things with God and for God, for our benefit. Praise God. And so God saw everything that He had made, and it was good in Genesis 1:21. Praise God. And so there's nothing bad that should come from the child of God's mouth saying, this is my bad. We shall always speak good things. Praise God. And then we must not say, I can't. We must not say, you know, this is terrible. It's hard. It's difficult. I can't. We have to remember, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Saul was saying to David when he went up there and said, I'm going to go fight this giant. When he asked, he inquired of his brothers, what's going on here? And he told them about this big Goliath that was over there taunting the Israelites and stuff. And he said, I'm going to fight him. The brothers discouraged him and told him, he only came to look on and be mischievous and so on. And then Saul told him, you can't do that. This man is a big fighter, trained warrior. He said, listen, I fought the lion and the bears, and I can do this. Yes. The same God.
Same God.
Same God. Hallelujah. Gave me victory over the lions and the bears. Is the same God.
Same God.
That will give me the victory over this uncircumcised Philistine. So we must not say, I can't. We must say, I can. I can do this. I know I will succeed because God is with me and he will strengthen me for the task. Be encouraged. Be strengthened today.
Hallelujah.
Know that you can do it. Don't say you can't. Don't let anybody tell you that you can't do it either. And then you must be very certain and say, I certainly can do it. David said to Saul, let no one lose heart on account of this Philistine. Your servant will go and fight him. Positive words, strong words from a determined warrior. He had never fought a Philistine giant before. He fought lions and bears, but he knew the God that he knew could help him to overcome.
He was confident.
Confident, not just in himself. He was God. Confident in his God.
Mm-hmm.
And when and all the soldiers of Saul's army and all they were all seeing the giant, the Goliath was seeing the size of his God.
Mm-hmm.
And they were seeing the size of the giant. But David saw the size of his God.
Yeah.
Let's keep our eyes on God. And let's be determined that we can do it. Praise God. We mustn't say it can't happen, but we can prophesy and we can say it will happen. And David did that. David said, the Lord who rescued me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will rescue me from the hand of the Philistine. And then Saul said to him, well, okay, go ahead. The Lord be with you. Praise God. He's the same one. Just told him that, you know, you're too young to do this. You're a little stripling. And when he heard him saying positive words, he changed his tune and said, okay, since you're that determined, since you believe you can do it, go ahead and do it. Praise God. And so we must not also say, not that things are not good, but all is well. And I know that many of us are guilty of that.
Mm-hmm.
We get it in the mornings and we're not feeling good. Somebody called and asked, how are you doing? Well, I am not feeling good.
I just hear
things bad.
It's true.
Things bad. Oh, the dog is sick. The children ain't feeling well. The bills ain't paid. We need to stop that.
All is well. No money in his bank account. All is well.
God is able.
Barely got gas.
Yes,
but in the gas.
All is well. Praise God. Jesus. Hallelujah.
All is well.
Open
the fridge and then nothing in the fridge. All is well.
Speak it. If you want to have a jubilee year, if you want to have a new era and you want to have a new era, you want to see something different, new year, start speaking to your things in your house, man. Speak to your wallet.
Yes.
And say, this wallet will have money in it.
Yes.
Go to your wardrobe and speak it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not being fancy. Listen, Peter and John was going to the temple of prayer. I saw the same man was there begging for over 37 years from birth. And he said, seven gold we don't have, but such as we have, we give you. In the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk.
Yes.
They had something and they spoke positively. You rise up and walk. We got to speak. It looked really bad. It looked impossible. But God is the God of impossibilities. All things are possible by God. And of course, that lady in Elisha. The woman that had a dead child. I love her story.
Mm-hmm.
It's inspiring and encouraging. She's a woman of faith. Child was dead in freedom. In fact, that was a promised child that was given to her by the man of God, the prophet of God.
Yeah.
And so, you know, he was precious to her, like all of our children are to us. And he died. And she said to her husband, I'm going to find the man of God.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be okay. If he could help me to get this child, he can help to bring the life back. And the husband said, but you know, he ain't time to go this season, ain't new moon. And he discouraged her. She said, I going. Tell the servant, saddle me the ass.
Mm-hmm.
I going.
Slack or not, you're right.
Slack or you're right. But press and go forward. She told her husband, all is well.
All is well.
Yes. But lady, you got to be crazy though. Because your child is dead.
Right.
How can you be telling me all is well that we have a dead child in the bed?
Mm-hmm.
She said, it doesn't matter what you're seeing. I know what God can do. If he was able to give me this child when I couldn't have a child, God could do anything, you know, that I want him to do. We have to have profound faith, yes. Mountain-moving faith in the God that we serve. She prophesied to her husband all as well. And then she was going to see Elisha. He saw her coming and tell Gehazi, run and meet the widow. And ask her what's happening. It's all well? I said, it's all well with you. It's all well with your child. It's all well with your husband. It's all well with all the animals. It's all well with household. It's all well in your life. Everything. And she said, all is well. My goodness me. We have to be careful what we say. If you want the blessings, if you want the breakthrough,
yes.
If you want the new day, if you want the new era, you have to open your mouth. Uh-huh. Let the devil be subject.
Hey, yes.
Get behind you. Put him out of your house.
Yes.
And then don't come back.
Put him out of your marriage.
Out of your marriage, man. Up to his children that are very right. Speak to them and say, God, my children are saved.
Mm-hmm.
My children, my son that left and we have him back. I call him back home. I see him in his house, in his room. I see him here as a man. We have to begin to prophesy and declare all is well. If you have a child, that's really, you know, seriously, you know, bad behavior, delinquents and all that and causing you pains and heartache. I feel this morning you got to start speaking to that child. If he's the kind of person who react badly, if you tell him to his face all is well, listen, go to his bedroom when he's sleeping. Praise God and prophesy. Speak to him.
Yes.
Pray in the name of Jesus. Uh-huh. Praise God. Listen, I remember when my son was sitting for his A levels. And every morning he went to exam. I said, you are a scholar. You will get a scholarship. Every morning, one morning, I was busy on the phone and I didn't get the time. He said, Mommy, you didn't behave very good today. I said, why? He said, because you didn't prophesy to me. I said, I'm very sorry. That won't let it happen again. So every morning I prophesied to him, you are a scholar. And when the results came back, the Barber Scholarship. So his name was not on the list for the scholarship, not for the exhibition. But there was one scholarship left, the Orbicalma Scholarship, that had only gone by that point to Harrison College students. And he was at community college. I said, son, that one scholarship that's left is yours because I declare that you are a scholar in Jesus' name. I went to church that night and danced. And praise God. Hallelujah. I danced like David. Almost the garment fell off. Praise God. I look at the paper and I didn't see his name there and I didn't get distressed and crying. Oh no, I believe God. I said, no, I don't care.
All is well.
And then you know what I did? I was doing fighting. On the Monday, I picked up the phone, called my sister in England, where I went and booked a flight for myself and my son. Called my sister and said, my son has won a top scholarship. And he said, we are coming up to put it 15 minutes after the phone rang, he won this. I'll be calling him a scholarship.
Amen, amen.
I have crazy faith. If God is for it, it's going to happen.
It's going
to
happen.
So I want you to listen to me today. Start prophesying to your circumstances. Start prophesying to your home. Speak what you want to see happen. Okay, I'm going to give way for these men of God and the lady of God to say something. Are they excited? Okay. By faith, we got to speak. So let's hear what Reverend Gail will say at this point.
Well, hallelujah. This is an exciting program. Good morning, all of Barbados and whoever will be listening on the internet. We got to speak the language of the King.
Yeah,
I want to run back quickly to Genesis chapter 1.
Yes,
then there was darkness.
Yes,
and the Spirit of God was hovering over and God began to speak.
Yes.
I want to tell somebody today that as you speak positive, the Lord will respond.
Yes,
as you speak positive, when he said, let there be light, light came, darkness had to flee. There's a response that happens when you speak the positive things. So in the whole dynamics of everything, begin to change your language from today. I believe God is speaking to somebody to say, you've been down that road and yet so nothing has been happening. The language of the King is important for you. Every single thing, the trees, everything, the shrubs, the waters, the divide of light and day and night, every single thing, the sun, the moon and stars, as God spoke it, they responded and they came forth. And when he said it was good, you know what that meant? It meant that it was excellent. So whenever you speak positive, the Lord will respond to what you say and it will be excellent and it would be good. But the Shunammite woman, she said, all is well.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness. Awesome, you know.
Yes,
awesome. And then when you read the chapter, she said, I'm not leaving.
Yes.
you, Elisha, unless you come with me. Elisha sent Gehazi, but she wanted the anointed man of God to go. Yes, and all she said is, all is well. He said, is your husband well? All is well. Yes. Is your son well? All is well. Are you well? Today, I want to tell somebody, begin to speak that word. All is well. In Jesus' name, whatever you're doing, whatever you're going through, whatever the circumstances is right now, all is well.
Yes, please.
And don't let the enemy know that something happening in the background, all is well. Yes. Because he would take it and he would run with it. You have no money, don't say, I ain't got no money, I broke. Say, all is well.
Yes.
And then the Lord will respond to your words and to your faith and the confidence you have that he will bring you these things for you, and you will see it happen in Jesus' name.
Praise God. Oh my goodness. Praise God. I'm convinced, men and women of God, that when we have a good understanding of what this God wants to do in our lives and give us children, children are surely gifts from God. That's the reason why we're here today.
Yeah.
Because we were children. Mm. And our parents did exhausted an enormous amount of time. And we're supposed to make sure we become who we are today. It's a classic example of what we love the child that much.
Mm.
First child, just try this.
Yeah.
God give a gift.
Yes.
To lift that burden, lift that curse from her life. Mm. And she valued it.
Mm.
And the devil is saying, go come back to us, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like the woman's attitude.
Yeah.
She didn't accept it as this is my final story.
No. Refuse to accept it.
My child will not be a wild child. My child will not go and behave badly in the street. You won't get involved in guns. You won't get involved in mischievous things. Or you will not get involved with bad guys. You'll do the right thing.
Mm.
We are aware of the fact that wherever you try to hide your child, the devil is trying to find that child and kill it.
Mm.
And here's a woman who refused to accept this when it happened.
Yes.
She heard the word from the man of God.
Mm-hmm.
And there must be a man of God in the community that you can talk to.
Yeah.
Who hears the voice of God.
Mm.
That will respond for you and bring change.
Yeah.
And no amount of person who come and help, servants, will not solve the problem. She want to hear the man of God.
Praise God.
And this is a time for us to pray.
Yes.
This is a time for us to call upon the Lord.
Amen.
For our families.
Yes.
For our sons and our daughters. They too many of them down the street.
Yeah. Bloodshed.
Too many of our children are being destroyed by the nonsense that happens in our societies. Every parent, you parents today, you have a responsibility to begin to pray.
Mm.
And find yourself to some place where you can pray.
Yes.
Sometimes you have to move. You have to move from where you are and go find some place to pray that God can hear you. God will respond when we call upon His name. And I want to encourage you about this. Call. Here's where I say, call and I will answer. I show you great and mighty things you know not. Classic example. The man of God spoke the word and God restored life.
Yes.
It is accessible to us whenever we ask.
Chris, thank you so much, Pastor Chris. Oh man, Reverend Gill is exciting today. Oh man. I just want to say again, your words have life, huh?
Life.
And God is waiting on you to speak and then you'll back it up.
Amen.
God's waiting for you to say and then you'll back up what you're saying. But you have to say something. He told Abraham to open his eyes and see. And he said, whatever you see, I'll give you.
Yeah.
And then you tell him to walk up and down the land. Mm-hmm. Wherever your foot trod, mm-hmm. I'll give you. So we have to do some things with God. We got to work with God. We got to see, we got to speak, and we got to move.
Yes.
Praise mm-hmm. God. With God.
See.
To get the blessings.
See.
And move around. Walk around.
Yeah.
Praise God. Yeah. Hallelujah. I've seen the miraculous hand of God so many times in my ministry, all because I was prepared to speak.
Mm-hmm.
To see. I remember saying to Reverend Gail, all when she was a young girl, y'all see when we were in the wooden church, y'all see that big building behind? There, that multi-million-dollar building behind. And they would say, yes, but you know, I knew that they weren't really seeing anything. They were just trying to sit with the support pastor. And God gave them the God. They weren't seeing the thing. But God, thank God. And you know, I saw it in the spirit and it came down to earth. And God built that multi-million-dollar building without a bank loan. Because I saw it and I was able to call it into being.
Yes.
I spoke into being. God is able, even now,
to do for you. Yes. What you think you can't do, what enemies say is impossible, is possible to God. Start speaking to your situation from today. And I guarantee you, you will come back with a testimony saying, I did it and it worked. Put the devil to flight, out of your family, off your children. In Jesus' name, Reverend Gail.
Amen. We make declarations right now. We close the door on rejection and deceptive false accusations and failure to receive. And we open now doors to everyone that's listening, that they will have doors to recovery, recover all that was lost. Even the enemy's own, they will recover. We close the doors on the enemy sending hex, jinx, and spirited curses against everyone. We destroy the strongholds and declare that the doors of wealth of the nations are now being opened for them in Jesus' name. We close the doors on disfavor and rejection and open the door of favor and supernatural blessing in Jesus' name. We close the doors right now on sickness, disease, and comorbidities, cancer, stroke, death, and destruction. We open the doors now of healing, great wealth, wellness, and wholeness in all of our lives in Jesus' name. Our hearts are beating well, our bodies are working well in the name of Jesus. We declare finally that we close the doors on all negative words and open the doors to positivity upon us, Isaiah 60, over our lives. And we decree and declare that God's will and purpose is in us, blessing us, and we are blessing God for the victory. We have said it, it is so, and we shall see it, and it is good.
Praise God. That's the word. Positive words to cancel all the negative words that you said over your life or somebody said over your life. Reverend Neil, over to you.
Praise God. We are giving thanks and praise to God for our sponsors, Nature Owl Landscape. They're very professional at the work of landscaping, beautifying your homes and properties. Give them a call and benefit from their services. 436-4753. Thank you so much for joining us today. Remember, the church that's alive is certainly worth the drive. Call us and tell us how wonderful and beautiful this program was today. 422-2512, 432-6479.
Thank you, Reverend. Blessings to all of you. Remember, change your language. Whatever you want to see happen, speak it. And I guarantee you, by faith, working with God, you will see it happen. God bless every one of you today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you for joining us. We look forward to sharing with you as you tune in this and every Friday from 11:30 a.m. for In God's Glory on Life 97.5 FM.